Courage to Change, One Day at a Time, in Al-Anon. February 6th. By the time I reached Al-Anon, I was desperate to do something about my relationship with an alcoholic. I hoped that you would tell me to throw the bum out, so I was dismayed when a member suggested that I make no major changes for 6 months after coming to Al-Anon. By the end of the 6 months, my thinking had changed dramatically, and I was grateful to have waited. At that point, something inside told me to continue to wait, to learn, to recover before deciding about this relationship. But I hate to wait. I struggled, prayed for guidance, weighed the pros and cons. The answer was always the same. Wait. Do nothing yet. The time will come. That wasn't the answer I was looking for, so I ignored it. I forced a solution and walked out. I was immediately consumed with guilt and self-doubt. Had I made the worst mistake of my life? I still loved this person so much, and though I was deeply troubled, I wasn't convinced that leaving was the answer. I had to admit that I had acted prematurely. Only with more time was I eventually able to come to a decision that I knew I could live with. Today's reminder. When my thinking becomes distorted by trying to force solutions, I probably won't get the results I seek. As the saying goes, when in doubt, don't. Guide me in all I do to remember that waiting is the answer to some of my prayers. As We Understood, from the book Courage to Change, copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023. Copyright, Al-Anon Family Group Headquarters, Inc., 1992.